sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
Shut up!
You cannot talk!
Episode 130. Damn. The story of Papi Peso. Peso? Peso. Pesos. Yeah, plural. Let me add an S to this one. Okay. This poetry, I'm going to say it from the heart. And I'm really feeling this next poetry I'm about to recite for y'all. So bear with me. Hold on a second. Okay. No rapper can rap quite like I can. I take a muscle-bound man, put his face in the sand. Not a last mafioso, I'm an MC cop. Make you say go LL and do the WAP. If you think you can, I rhyme me. Yeah, boy, I bet. Cause I ain't met a motherfucker who could do that yet. Trendsetter, I'm better. My rhymes are good. I got a gold nameplate that says I wish you would. And when the battle begins, then I gotta go in. And before my rhyme is over, you know I'ma win. Cool J has arrived, so you better make way. Ask anybody in the crowd, they'll say the kid don't play. Slaughter competition, that's my hobby and job. I don't wear a disguise because I don't owe the mob. Got a pinpoint rap that makes you feel trapped. So many girls on my jock, I think my phone is tapped. I'm bad. Be black. Be black. Okay, no, seriously. What I should have said was, no rappers can rap quite like I can. I take a muscle bomb man and put his face in the sand. But the Holy Spirit came on to me. The Holy Spirit came all over me. I'm trying to make you feel uncomfortable. Yeah, all right, okay. Welcome. Bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. MrShutUpPodcast.com and a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B. All right. Woo, feeling a little hyper right now. It must be the coffee and the chocolate chip cookie. I'm a little hyper. Je fais bien doudou après ça. All right, hey, before I start the show, I want to welcome you new listeners, especially those of you who clicked on this podcast by mistake. But I got to give you a heads up. This podcast is protected by the red, the black, and the green. It weighs a red, black, and a red, blue flag. Oh, fuck off. It weighs a red, black, and a red, blue flag. Rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. That earlier part is, you know what? This is just a way of saying if you're one of those people who are like, hey, stop talking that black stuff, this podcast ain't for you. Please, please. I don't want to see the email. I mean, you can send the emails, but they're just going to be material for our stage. All right. I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s, watching TV Ontario, Télé Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. What's today's date? Excuse me. November 29, 2023, and this episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory. Recognize. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Damn, RIP Tupac. Hit him up, Sa. All right, les amis, just a second as I clear my headphones, my glasses. Let me clear my throat. As always, just to help situate you, you listeners. Oh, did I not say welcome back, returning listeners? You know, my heart is, I am grateful for you. But for you new listeners, just to help you get situated, I like to break down my episodes into three parts, call them acts, if you will. The first act is the introduction, which is what I'm doing now. Second act is news and random thoughts. And last act is final thoughts. And in the introduction, I like to do shit like, play the anthem. I start with the anthem, correct? I'm laughing because I'm going for the list. I play the anthem. I tell you the title of today's episode and recite some poetry. And recite some poetry by some of my favorite rap/poets. And then kind of warn people about the kind of episode that they're listening to, the kind of podcast they're in getting into. And it's just a little like, I like to call it my elevator pitch. and then do things like read off a quote. Start off by reading off a quote. And today's quote is from, don't fall for it, B. Today's quote is Dr. Seuss. And it goes, be yourself, because the people who mind don't matter, and the people that matter don't mind. Hold on, let me repeat that. Martin Luther King said that? Not Dr. Seuss? Holy shit, is that for real? Holy shit. Motherfuck Dr. Seuss. Anyway, apparently Martin Luther King says that. So yeah, be yourself because the people who mind don't matter, and the people that matter don't mind. I feel like I need to let that marinate again. Yeah, the people who mind don't matter. Or the people who give a fuck about you being yourself, they don't. I feel this quote because when you grow up with people who don't value having a sense of self, which is common for human beings, especially if you've been, whatever. When you grow up with people who don't value what it means to have a sense of self, then you end up hiding your true self for people that don't matter. Anyway, I'm just saying, I felt this quote. All right, okay, that's it for the introduction. Let's jump to news and random thoughts, and get the show going. You ready? Are you guys ready? Oh, this one, you're ready to get this motherfucking show started. Wow, this headphones, the volume was really loud in my headphones. Did I mention I was hyper? Bear with me. All right, let's get the show going. All right, let's do this. Yeah, man. You know, I'm trying to picture myself. Why not? I'm trying to picture myself doing a live show and in front of an audience. Just imagine. Slightly off topic. Is on the Black Guy Who Tips, they asked the question, what's your income? What do you hope to accomplish? Just in general. And it's funny as I blanked out at that question. No, actually, it was one of those questions where I knew the answer. I just couldn't get myself to say it out loud. And I wanted to say, I felt it was a little too corny writing it, but I wanted to say, bringing this podcast to a level where you even recognize it. You're like, oh yeah, yes, I'm in your stratosphere. I'm in your solar system. Now, initially I was going to say, you know, that you or Rod and Karen would show up on the podcast, but you know, I've made peace with the fact that what I'm doing is kind of unique, and it's not a, it's an acquired taste. That's what I'm trying to say, all right? Meaning, I'm not trying to say that I still want to be a popular or recognized and acknowledged, like, hey, oh, wow, okay, he's got followers, he's got fans, he's got listeners, I want that.
But I'm okay with the fact that if the people that I'm friends with, related to, or admire are like, yeah, it's a great podcast, but I don't respect what you're doing. I don't respect what you're doing, but you know, it ain't my style. I don't fuck with it. Because it happens. There are artists out there who I may not like their art. I may not be a fan of it, or I just might not feel it. But I am a fan of their success, of their growth. Yeah. Anyways, where was I going with this? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was going off topic, and I completely forgot why I'm talking about that. But with that said, I want to make a note that I'm recording. I mentioned we're recording on November 29th, 2023. What I didn't mention was we are also recording at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. It's actually 10 after 6, which is earlier than usual. Usually I log off from work, either watch TV, beat my meat. Nah, okay, hold on a second. That's a lot of details. Log off from work, cook something, eat, and whatever. Then I record. But today I want to try. I'm recording a little earlier, and I'm likely going to order out. And I'm trying to get on 3GO's, check out 3GO's After Dark podcast. Yeah. All right. Okay. I just realized that's some details that doesn't matter to you because I'm not doing a live recording. Oh, right. That's why I was talking about dreams. Yes. I'm trying to picture myself. I'm trying to visualize reaching the level where I'm on stage doing this podcast. I guess, you know, just imagine Lotto 649. Yeah. Oh, sorry. This, I just added a new sound effect to my sound pad. And yeah, I had to trim it a bit. But yeah, it sounds good, eh? Don't it? I don't know why it doesn't repeat too well, but whatever. All right, okay, got back to the program, boys and girls. Let's start with this. New scam alert. New scam alert, right? I got this, yeah, found this on the Twitter, and I'm just going to play it, right? It's a new scam alert for dating pools. So be careful out there for you folks out there on these streets. Check
y'all,
it out.
Y'all, not the restaurants out here scamming.
Met this guy on a dating app, and he immediately asked me out on a date to a specific restaurant. He confirmed day of, I get to the restaurant, and see that he's nowhere to be found. So I reach out, no response. I check the app and notice that he unmatched me. At that point, I was a little confused and I was kind of pissed because I was already dressed and I got all the way there. And because I had put in so much effort, I thought I might as well just have a meal while I am in the building. And it wasn't until I got home when I was scrolling Facebook and I saw a very similar story from a girl at that same restaurant who also got stood up. She found out that there are restaurants now posing as people on dating apps just so you go to their business. Right. And once you get stood up, they know that probably 9 times out of 10 that you're going to buy something from them. And that just blew my mind.
So she posted 2 screenshots in that video. And this is the first one. The person said, don't waste your time with this one, ladies. Talk about this guy by the name of Antonio, which we believe is a bot. You can pause to read it, but in a nutshell, he told her that he had to cancel the first time. And then the second time, he told her to go to this specific restaurant. She goes, he doesn't show up, so she stays and has dinner and a drink. And then that's when they went further down the rabbit hole to find out this restaurant actually had partnered up with some bot app to create fake bots on dating apps.
What?
To lure women and probably men into the restaurants so that when they get stood up, there's a high likely chance that they're just going to stay and eat. Because why else were you going to dinner, right?
Right.
But y'all, it's not new. It's actually a phenomenon. And it was first found out that it was occurring in India or the Delhi area.
Wow.
And this guy by the name of Archit Gupta, and I hope I'm saying his name right, had posted this story time on Twitter literally just like a week ago and basically said that he had got stood up at this restaurant by this quote unquote girl, which he believes is a bot. And he ended up paying like 15,000 rupees or whatever that converts to in US dollars. But yeah, he got stood up and then he realized this is a bot. But there's a name for it. They're called food diggers. And it's restaurants that partner with bot apps, right? So the restaurants create these bots across all the dating sites, all of them, Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge, and they create these fake, y'all, this is insane. Like, I knew restaurants had it down bad, right? When nobody was going to Cheesecake Factory. But this is something else. And you can pause to read this, but apparently it has been happening all over Reddit, all over Twitter. Like, now it's made its way here to TikTok. And if you go to r/India, the entire thread is a bunch of men and women being basically scammed by a bunch of food diggers across India. And now it's made its way to the U.S. Y'all be safe out there, because these restaurants are getting dirty.
Oh, God damn it. Okay, don't worry. Sorry. I was trying to hit pause. I was trying to stop the video before TikTok sound signature blew my headphones off my ears. All right, okay. Sorry, gang. I just had to click on this notification because it was driving me nuts. But you know what? Two thoughts here is okay, let me close this before I get distracted. Okay, two thoughts. First one is, damn, in India, aren't they like what's the capital of India again? Anyway, Silicon Valley, like that part of the world? Like, there's a lot of programmers in there. So the idea that bots were created there, it's like some nerd over there figured out that, I'm gonna make some money, or I'm gonna help my relative who owns a restaurant make some money. But first thought is one. I really hate the fact that there are people out there taking advantage of innocent human beings just trying to fall in love. Granted, there are people, and I count myself in that list, there are people out there who need to learn from their mistakes, who are going about their quest for love, and need to be a little bit educated, need to be smart about their quest for love, right? But I don't believe in blaming the victim here. It bothers me. Yeah, it bothers me that out there, like, leave them alone, man. Fuck, they're just trying to find a bit of happiness in their lives, and these motherfuckers are out there taking advantage. It breaks my heart, all right? I'm sensitive, and this shit makes me emotional. Second, I'm thinking of the short list of restaurants that if I got stood up or if I got played by this bot, I'd be okay with it because I love the restaurant so much. You know, back in the days, I would have said St. Hubert, but my taste has, but that's not the point. That's not the actual point. I can't talk shit. I've stopped dating. I'm not currently dating. Just cause. But the idea of, I'm sorry for these folks. That's all I'm trying to say. Not pity, but I'm angry at whoever wrote that bot. As clever as it is, it's still wrong, man. Come on, man. Why the fuck aren't you taking advantage? Attack the rich, man. Right up. Go after them, not us poor folks. Anyways, all right. Okay, that's it. New scam alert, all right? So this is one of those news that I'm kind of hoping you hear, and then when you tell someone, they ask you, "Well, where'd you hear this?" You say, "Be Black told me." All right, next item. Okay, this one goes. I called it. All of a sudden they care about inmates. So I'm not gonna read the actual article. Fun fact. I think I got kicked off New York Times website because I use a VPN, and I don't know, I got distracted, wasn't paying attention, and then I got asked, "Hey, are you a robot?" And I took too long to answer the question, and then they're like, "Yeah, go suck my dick, homeboy. You're banned from this site." So I'm like, that's kind of wild, but anyways, fuck New York Times. I ain't trying to pay for your content. Yeah, I'm at war with these content creators, man. I know these newspapers are trying to make it a trend where people pay for content. But if I don't pay for porn, I'm kidding. It's funny. I'll pay for porn, but I'm not paying for Yeah, my values are all fucked up. Don't get me wrong. I don't deny. I'm not saying newspaper. What do you call those? Reporters don't deserve to get paid. But I ain't paying just to New York Times when there's a shitload of it. Like, I am not loyal to New York Times. I'm off topic, guys. I'm sorry. Focus, B. Focus. I'm going to have to start taking meds to focus. But to, anyways, yeah. So New York Times, the article has a headline that goes, stabbing of Derek Chauvin raises question about inmate safety. Are you hearing this? It says, stabbing of Derek Chauvin. I talked about him on the last episode. And raises question about... I talked about his stabbing on the last episode. About like I probably said, fuck him. Foot deuce. Anyways, but yeah, raises question about inmate safety. Look, I've always been an advocate of, hey, these inmates are human beings. Yes, sure, they need to have a pay their debt to society, but I've been an advocate of, these inmates deserve to be treated like human beings, and at the very least, we need to fix our prison system so it actually rehabilitates these human beings, as opposed to just only punish them. All this to say, it's kind of interesting that white folks, it got to Derek Chauvin, motherfucker who killed a black man on live television. Didn't expect to go to prison. Was like, yo, I'll be home by Christmas. That dude probably feels betrayed by his white brothers, by his white siblings. But yeah, a white man who killed a black man. I said on live television in front of the whole world to see. And yeah, and then that's the moment where white folks, I say white folks, the New York Times are like, yo, we need to show grace to these inmates. Yeah, he's saying shit, you know, and stuff like that. Look. All I'm saying is, I've been an advocate. What bothers me is it took these assholes, Derek Chauvin, to be, oh, poor them, as opposed to lock them up. Lock them under the motherfucking jail. Man, bring back public hanging. All right, gang. Okay. Yeah. What else we got? Okay. And again, this is all news stuff. Okay, this one is, I'm going to play this to share with y'all. And title goes, Wills of Slave Owners Found in Atlanta Courthouse. Are you hearing that? Atlanta Courthouse. So,
you know, you read about slavery in history books, but reading the wills of slave owners, you see how they really treated their slaves like property, handing them down from one relative to another.
Back in the 1800s, that property included slaves. Fulton County Chief Probate Court Judge Kenya Johnson showed me wills her office discovered from back then where slave owners wrote what should happen to their slaves when the owners died.
It is my will and declare that all my Negro slaves divided into five lots.
I bequeath to my daughter, Margaret Rebecca, my Negro woman, Jen, of dark complexion, and all of her children to her and to her heirs forever.
Judge Johnson had her staff go through the wills to see what slave owners did with their slaves when she realized she had documents before the Civil War. Says wow. It's one thing to read about it in history books, another to see and touch the actual records. Staff found one will that caught them by surprise. A slave owner wanted his more than 30 slaves paid and sent back to Africa when he passed.
Wow. When they start to Liberia, in the event I die before they start to Liberia, $100 each.
Damn. What year was this? Hold on, is there a year somewhere? All right, I'm going to assume, they said it was before the Civil War, right? So, okay, just for the sake of, what is $100 in 18, the end of the Civil War was sometimes, let's go, 1865, just for shits and giggles. At the same time, I'm trying to show off the fact that I remember that the Civil War ended in officially ended in 1865. Well, that was the Emancipation. You know what? Doesn't matter. Value of what is $100, motherfucker? Sorry, you gotta be more specific with Google. Oh, what is it worth today with inflation? That can't be right. Amount $100 year in year, calculate. is worth $2,000. Let's just show. I'm going to round it out to $2,000. $1,800, yeah. So $2,000 today. Go back to Africa, take this $2,000. I mean, that can't buy a mule with that shit, but that's not the point. I'm missing the point here. You know, that's kind of deep. It's kind of deep. I like someone in the comments said, yeah, I think this adds to an argument of reparation. Yeah, but this is for Black Americans here. I wonder if there's still those kind of records left. Or did that shit all get burned down? Because I would have burnt them down. And whatever. Yeah, there you have it, man. If you didn't know, now you know, Negro. Okay. What else I got in there? Close this. I forget that I'm recording. I get so distracted.
Hey, Jesus, the fuck? Why are my hashtags not...
Okay, sorry, gang. Okay, is that it for news? Oh, that is for news. All right, okay, now I'm going to go some thoughts, right? I have to play this. I saw this clip, and I labeled this one as this clip gave me hope. And I'll play it, and then you'll understand what I'm talking about. Shout out to Lucas Fabraro for this one. Content creator on TikTok, Lucas Fabraro. Here we go.
Hey, Jesus, the fuck? Why are my hashtags not trending, man? Really look, good. I told you, I'm not doing anything. Young people just don't like you.
What, I'm not cool enough for them? I can't be cool.
Well, I think you're missing the point. Did you see the trend with the soldiers and the prisoners and the bag over their heads?
Yeah, they were appalled.
What about all the LGBT stuff we've been doing?
Disgusting pinkwashing.
Are the soldiers not good looking enough? Should we hire some models?
No, man, look, they're not buying any of that. They know what's up.
You know what? I don't have time for this. Stare a politician to buy.
They won't fall for that. They know these guys are all rotten.
What TV channel then? Where are they watching? CNN?
No, they see the images straight from the ground on social media, man. Just this endless stream of the most horrific, traumatizing stuff.
But that's exactly what Hamas wants them to see.
What, the image is not real?
Of course they're real. They're just supposed to feel bad for us, not for them. I mean, do these kids not know how this is supposed to work?
I guess they don't.
You know what?
Fine.
You tell me. What do they want from us?
End the genocide, occupation, and apartheid.
Right.
All right. What if our soldiers started using that filter where Shrek makes out with you?
You know, while he was talking, when he was saying, what do they want from us? And I had an image of some rapper beatboxing about, I support Israel. Fuck the Palestine. Fuck the Palestinian. Whatever, yeah. Genocide. You can't hide. You done with genocide? Yeah, you know me. You know that? I used to be a rapper back in high school, but it's a good thing I stopped. Okay, focus, B. The reason why this shit gives me hope because it reminded me. Say what you want about this generation. It reminded me of how this trend that... See, here's the thing. I'm usually, or lately, I've been very hopeless, feeling hopeless. And I got to look at these small things. And this clip reminded me of how the new generation is not falling for the okey-doke. See, as Israel is continuing their campaign for genocide, look, man, there's no middle ground on this one, man. Again, Shut Up Podcast is all about free Palestine. Yes, I've yet to hear a pro-Israel genocide argument explanation that wasn't founded on the notion that Palestinians weren't human beings. Everything I hear, it's all about they were supposed to be whatever. It's always whatever. That's not the point. What I'm saying is, this clip reminds me of how this generation is not falling for the okey-doke. The Israeli government is using old tactics to justify, to sell their wars. We're under their attack. These people are terrorists. Democracy. They got yellow cape, weapons of mass. I mean, all kinds of shit to me. Like, hey, you'd be doing what we would be doing. Like, they really, or my favorite is, oh, you're stupid for not believing us, or you're anti-Semite for not following us. Oh, you're being a little bitch for giving a fuck about Palestinian children. You know, all these tactics to coerce you into being on their side. And I love the fact that this newer generation is like, eh, dude, I see the images. I seen the collapsed building on kids. Yeah, I'm not falling for it, man. And here's the thing. My theory in all this is, yo, this war, this conflict, the so-called conflict, is one of those conflicts that should be resolved without violence. Look, I'm dreaming. I got to be careful. I should have warned you that this, I tend to dream a lot. Because I said that, and I know there's a bunch of people who heard that and made like, oh, this guy's fucking nuts. He must be high. I like to try to think outside the box. So much that that's why I'm crumbling her. But that's not my point. My point is, I understand Israeli perspective. No, that's not true. But what I do know is they believe what they believe. The part where I disagree with them in all of it is their usage of, basically, of genocide. The whole genocide as a means to an end. Fuck you, man. Like, this is the kind of shit that should be Nico. Getting off topic. Again, the hope. And I'm reminded of this because it made me think of the first time I felt this hope or this, I recognized that, oh shit, this newer generation ain't like us. When I started in the comedy community, I remember that. Before I got into the comedy community, I was surrounded by white people, old white people, church folks, and they were all stuck in their ways. And they were all people that I couldn't speak about things that matter to me, like racism or, solutions to racism. Like, I was pretty much convinced that the world was stuck in their ways. Then when I started doing comedy, I was introduced to the comedy community. And in the comedy community, there's a lot of young people in there. And I remember a few of them going on stage making jokes or making comments. I'm like, holy shit, they get it. And it just hit me. I'm like, oh. Oh, right, okay, maybe their parents don't get it. Maybe their parents are, like, bitching about pronouns. Maybe their parents are bitching about how fucking all lives matter and friggin' racism is over. I don't know what you niggas are complaining about. You know, maybe their parents are stuck in their ways. But the kids are getting it. The newer generation are getting it. And that shit gave me hope, man. It gave me hope. I like the idea, like, you know, it's like, fuck it. Maybe it won't happen in my time, but I love the fact that it's heading in that direction. And maybe by the time, see, that's why I believe, like, I think that the story from the Bible of Moses heading toward the promised land. Yeah, I'm very likely not going to make it in the promised land. call it the promised land, but the destination, a world, not utopia, but a world where, imagine, conflicts like Palestine and Israel get settled, not in court, but two scholars working things out. And it's like, okay, look, we get it. It's whatever. I'm not going to go into the details because I don't know. But I'm just saying, you know, I think in order for me to not lose my mind, I need to believe that we're heading in that direction. We're despite that things suck now, the future, it just gets better. Even if people like me won't even make it to the promised land. I just need to know that we're heading in that direction. If not, then fuck it, man. Find me the best drugs available out there and take me out of my misery. All right, okay. Holy shit. What I'm saying is this shit gave me hope. Shout out to Lucas Ferbero for hope. I love this clip. All right, gang. What else do I have? Oh, man. Yes, I'm glad I'm covering this subject. I'm doing a lot of talking and forgot that. Okay. I am going to. Not again. Not. Hold on. What's going on, B? It's 3 a.m. in the morning. Oh, man. For some reason, my browser is. And I could have sworn I restarted this motherfucking browser. Okay, my browser's being stubborn and not listening to my mouse clicks. Okay. Oh, man. I really hate when I... Did I really forget to? Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I'm drifting off here. Okay, here's the thing, right? The computer that where all my notes are on, it's kind of old. I think it might be overheating. Is that what's going on? Is that why you're being a fucking dick right now? All right. And it's not responding to my mouse click. Oh, that's so fucking annoying. There's the psychology in me. It's like, I feel like the parent who beats his kid. And how dare you disobey me? How dare you not respond to my mouse click? Oh, it's driving me nuts. It's driving me fucking nuts. All right, let's see if things act better on a different site. There we go. Okay, I was about to pop a new browser. Yeah, because this motherfucker is. I really hate, because I understand that I am speaking. I'm looking at a screen that you can't see, and you have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. And, and it's not 30 serial. All right, okay. I'm going to start with, shout out, first price start with, shout out to the good people of /r/HSP on Reddit, right? HSP is highly sensitive people. It's a community group. And, yo, that's my tribe, man, right there. That's my tribe. And every once in a while, actually, for the most part, they print something that, shit, I should have written that. Or, shit, I could feel this one. And this one goes, mean people on this site. Let me play it. Because I don't trust my reading abilities. Let me see if I can, if my reader cooperates with me this time. Oh, you know what I need to do? I probably need to shut down this stupid device. Okay. Looks like the reader's not going to cooperate. Fuck. All right, let's give this a try. Oh, there we go. Okay. The content creator's name who contributed this next post is called... Well, their username is U Trail Mix Grill. Yeah. I love these creative names. All right. And here we go. And they're about to say something that I can fully endorse on this podcast. Okay. We're not going to. You're just going to ignore me like that? Yes. I'm hitting this mouse click. Come on, man. People are looking. There we go. Nope. Nope. It's doing it again. It's going to fuck with me. So pissed. You guys have, oh wait, hold on, there's hope. There might be hope. It's taking its sweet time to load the article. Bear with me. Did I mention I got new sound effects, guys? Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah, this thing's not fucking reading it. I hate you so much. All right, let me see if I can. Okay, I'll read it. I'll give it a shot. Okay. I'm not saying. Sorry. This is the article by Trail Mix Grill. And the title is Mean People on This Site. I'm not saying people need to fall in love with me, but like some kindness would be appreciated. I'm always scared to post. Been there. I'm always scared to post now because I'm worried that one person will attack me. I've had people in the past dismiss my struggles that I included in my post, go through my post history, and make fun of me for my bipolar disorder, call me immature for reacting to a friend's disrespect my relationship, etc. Why can't people understand that I'm not just a name? Oh, man, that breaks my heart. Name on the screen, but a real person with feelings. Why can't they understand that even if I'm in the wrong, they can tell me calmly instead of personally attacking me and insulting me? I highly doubt anyone would act like them in real life, that's for sure. Otherwise, they would be humbled real quick. Seriously, man. Anyways, I learned the hard way to just stick to calm and friendly subs like this one and not any of the cringe, judgy, harsh ones. If you know, you know. Yeah. You know what? I feel this post because I'm like that too. I'm reading this. Part of why I made this podcast is because I'm trying to reach out to other human beings such as myself. I'm relating to this user, but a part of my mind has gotten so used to having to defend the fact, hide the fact that I'm a highly sensitive person, or attempt to hide that I'm a highly sensitive person, that I even built in a mechanism to attack myself. Like, I preemptively, whenever I find myself saying something that's in response to the fact that I'm a highly sensitive person, there's a mechanism that kicks in and say, stop being a little bitch. Like, I'm so used to being told, hey, you're overly sensitive, you're being whatever. And I realized, I remember making friends with someone who, appreciated or didn't make me feel like I was inconvenienced to them for being highly sensitive. Anyway, so I'm saying, I love this post. I agree with this post. And it's true, man. There are a lot of mean people on the internet. Now, I won't deny the fact that there's been times where I've responded to someone's post and my intention was to hurt their feelings because I was feeling hurt. I said, I'm acting justified. So I'm justified. This is my way of saying, careful, B. Before you talk about mean people, consider the possibility you might be one of those mean people. Yeah, no, there's been posts where I responded, but in my mind, these people had it coming. Like, if I'm being mean to you, it's because I felt that you said something. Like, you did something that I found mean. Let me put it this way. I'm going to go through the comment section. To the comment section of the post I just read. And if I notice one ass, I'm going to go all the way to the bottom, look for a minus one. To a minus whatever, sort by controversial. And if someone attacks this person for that post, I'm all over the, I'm in their ass. Well, from the internet, tough guy, internet tough guy. Anyways, but yes, I share this post because something that happened to me this week. Actually, this should go part of news. Okay, right. My browser's not responding, guys. Okay, you know what? I'm going to use... I think I kind of enjoy being annoyed by this laptop. The fact that it's not responding to me. I am your master! All right, okay. Let me see if I could bring up this article. Did I... I may have... it might be up there. You know, I don't know. This is a shout out to your old people, man. You know when you're working with a slow computer and you click and the computer's looking at you like, yeah, and? Like not responding to your click. I mean, it is, but it's just fucking slow. Like there's like one hamster and he's got probably two legs and he's like, yeah, give me time, man. It's like, shit. Oh, I'm on, I ain't getting paid overtime for this shit. Okay, hold on a second. There we go. Oh my God, it finally loaded. Okay. All right. So, see if I can fix this. No. Okay. All right. So, the good people of Jenkins and Jones podcast, they're a podcast that I used to follow. It's funny. I used to follow. I can't remember. Someone referred them and never really got around to listening to an episode, but that's not the point. They showed up on my timeline and they were actually, I'm gonna play it. Yeah, they showed up on my timeline and they said, I'm not gonna play it. And it was in response to an image that's gone viral on the internet of this white kid who's wearing one of those, I'm not sure what you call that. Is it a crown? But an indigenous crown, basically appropriating indigenous culture. Oh, I guess he's... Hold on, let's see if they give details about this motherfucker.
It's crazy, G. That is wild. And, you know, I like we talked about this before. I feel like the parent had to be like...
Okay, they don't talk about it. Okay, so the... I don't know. I think it's the Commanders. It's one of those football NFL teams. And I guess he's trying to represent his... he's doing some white people shit, man. So... I just noticed a pattern, red, black. Okay, so he's wearing he's appropriating indigenous culture, basically being disrespectful, He's got that thing on. He'll probably tell you that, no, I'm just doing it for my football team. Remember the Washington Redskins? Is that what they used to be called? Now they're called the Redskins. You know, hold on a second. What, the Redskins. Let me see what happens when I type in the Redskins. Redskin is a slang term for Native American. Yeah, okay, but that's not what I'm looking for. Oh, Washington Redskins name controversy. I'm not going to play that. But holy fuck, I'm giving you a lot of details. Okay, what I'm saying is this kid, you can't see it, I'm trying to describe it. He's wearing you're seeing the side of his face, and I guess the Redskin or Washington Commanders, is that what they're called now, is red and black. But you only see it on one side, so it's as if he's got, it kind of looked like he's doing blackface at, he's got blackface and he's wearing the appropriating indigenous culture. He's got that, the what do you call that? I use the word crown, but he's, I wish I knew what the name of that. Are you ready for some controversy? What's that thing called? Washington Redskin fan watches sideline during their first. All right, they don't specify, right? But anyways, the image goes by because it's peak racism, right? Peak racism. I'll see this white kid wearing a black face. Now, I made peace with the fact that I can't change these people. So what do I do? Make humor about it, right? Because the good people of Jenkins and Jones, they were just laughing at the situation. They're doing exactly what I would have done. So I jump in on the joke myself in the comment section, oblivious of the fact that the people who comment on this shit are not fans of theirs. So I saw this shit and I'm like, yo, this is peak racism. And I wrote, my theory is that their parents... Notice I didn't specify pronouns, right? Because I wasn't, whatever, okay. This kid's parents remembered that they were white and told themselves that they were going to be damned if they let us or any N-word lovers out there tell them what they can or cannot do. So I have this joke about how white people don't like, you know, a real white man, authentic white man does not allow themselves to be told what they can and cannot do. If they want to say nigger, they say nigger. Anyways, I added the hashtag white power, hashtag MAGA, hashtag they just saw Rocky. Come on, that shit was fucking hilarious. If you don't know Eddie Murphy, I love that. They just saw Rocky because it's a way of saying white people being bold. Yo, I was so happy with that joke. I wrote it, press post. Then I get some replies. Then I start looking around. Man, the replies to this video, to these guys, Jenkins and Jones, I'm joking around about this post. It's about the fucking, you guys see racism everywhere. It's not about it's all like white fragility shit. Like peak white fragility. It's annoying. And what I love is two people like my post. Shout out to them. And everyone else, okay, 12 replies, not to the matter. But a bunch of white folks being, like my favorite one is, my theory is he painted his face to match the team colors. Oh, good for you, smart white guy. What else? Yeah, I got the face of, oh, this guy's an idiot. But my favorite one was, oh, they deleted it? Oh, definition of victim mentality? No, it's there. Okay. Oh, it's filed under Twitter's like, yeah, dude, this shit is offensive. And this guy goes, my theory is that you're an idiot. His face is painted red, black, and team colors. How stupid are you? Oh, God bless this guy. Anyway. It's more like I wanted to reply, but I'm like, who are you? What, you trying to convert these white folks? Like, it doesn't change the fact that the average honky out there doesn't know the difference between being against racism and being anti-racist. Like, they think, like, it drives me nuts how white people like to go out their way to be like, no, it's not racist. Like, to tell black people how, yo, you niggas need to calm down on this racism shit. It's not as bad as you keep making it out to be. Like, it bothers me. It drives me nuts. It bothers me, but it also entertains me. No, actually, you know what really bothers me the most about that shit, about that behavior, is the fact that I've yet to figure out a good joke to make about that behavior. That's what really kills me. I don't have a comeback to say, to make them or to make the audience be like, yeah, you're the idiot. You know what it feels? It's kind of, it's like, I feel like I'm being heckled and I don't have a fucking good comeback. Like, I can't think of, like, my brain is as slow as this computer right now in figuring out a comeback. Like, I feel like George Costanza being like, the jerk store called. I forgot what the punchline was, but yeah. Anyways, yeah. So, yeah, I was talking about mean people on the internet, but it was more of the fact how it reminded me. Holy shit. I hate, I'm going to make her that Mike Reif guy. He was talking about how, like, this is the part of his special that I agree with. There are some shitty people on the internet. But it's not the fact that they're shitty people. It's more the fact that all these people responding to the Jenkins and Jones posts aren't fans of theirs. It's like, I'm not sure what they, I didn't go through it. I'm not sure if it's a majority. It looked like the majority of the response was some from some haters. A bunch of people who, look, man, you don't get the joke, beat it. This shit ain't for you. But it gets me that there are people out there who just follow you around just to hate. I mean, it is. It is what it is. That's human nature. But, yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, huh? What are you going to do? All right. This last post, I believe. Okay, yeah, this laptop is not working anymore. Fuck, I feel like... All right, I feel like hitting it. It's not helping. What is going on? Am I going to have to reboot this motherfucker? Okay, let me see if I have any audio to play. If I don't have any audio to play, I won't... Yeah, okay, there's no more audio to play. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to... tell this laptop to suck it. I'm going to reboot this motherfucker. And while it reboots, I'm going to use... no audio for you, kids. Okay, all right, okay. So, yeah, I have a really interesting system because I use two computers. One, so it doesn't matter. It's a lot of detail. Actually, for you nerds, right? One computer I use is my regular computer, but the other one, so I can get sound into my crisp... clear sound into my soundboard, I use a separate machine. It's not really a computer. It's one of those mini PCs. That's what I use. Yeah. But there's a better way to go about this. Oh, well, looks like I have to buy some electronic gadget, and Christmas is just around the corner. All right, okay. All right, last post, gang. Last for user random thoughts before I get to final thoughts and tell you about the story of Poppy Pesos. Shout out to, I say shout out, right? Shout out to Life by Alisa. No, I don't know her personally, but damn, man, this lady posts some shit that's worthwhile. You know, it's like, I have mixed feelings about this person. I don't know her personally. Maybe I should reach out to her, right? Instead of talking shit about this lady, right? Cause on one end, I'm like, I like what you're doing. But on the other end, I'm like, what's the catch? What's going on? How do I know you're for real? You know, it's like she's an advocate for highly sensitive people. She posts shit that I really like. And like, for example, okay, I'm going to post this one. And this one I commented, I said, damn, this lady is on to something. And she goes, why you always assume people are mad at you? That's fucked up. I love when she posts shit. I'm like, you're not talking to me. And I have these Goodwill Hunting moment. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Yeah, that's what I feel. I feel like the guy from Goodwill Hunting, and she's like, it's not your fault. Yeah, fuck you. Whatever, man. It's not your fault, but I'm going to charge you for it. I'm going to charge you for telling you it's not your fault. Whatever. Okay. Yeah. Why you always assume people are mad at you? Right. Okay. I'm reading her post. Because when someone gives you a short answer, or they don't respond to your message, or they give you a strange look, many highly insensitive, empathetic people jump to the assumption that they've caused it. Are they mad at me? Did I do something wrong? Yeah, yeah. I spend a lot of time going, did I fuck up? Did I do something wrong? Did I piss them? Yeah, oh my God. All right. We jump to this conclusion in part because we're so empathetic. Sensitive people tend to be great at reading body language, noticing subtle shifts, and pick it up on social cues. Yeah. no quick movement around us. We notice the change in their expression or tone, which signals to us that something is off. But there's more to it than that. when we're obsessing over other people's reaction and making it mean something about us, this is hypervigilance. Okay, when we're obsessing over other people's reaction and making it mean something about us, this is hypervigilance. Shout out to my therapist. We're on the lookout for a potential threat or danger, so we're hyper aware of our surroundings and people's behavior as a way to protect ourselves. We typically become hypervigilant as a result of trauma. Yeah, that fucked with me, man. For example, if you and an unpredictable caretaker, you learn to read their body language to determine if you were going to be safe or not. It was survival mechanism that became a pattern you replay in adulthood. And because of this finely tuned nervous system, highly sensitive people are more prone to experience trauma, no matter how small. So as adult, we remain on the lookout for any type of threat and try hard to avoid ever upsetting anyone. Cue the people pleasing, finding conflict, avoiding. Conflict avoiding. When we automatically assume someone shifted mood means they're mad at us, it's a way to protect ourselves. Something is off. How can I fix this to make myself feel safe again? Except the truth is, it's often not about us at all. I don't believe that. I'm kidding. Sorry. And as highly sensitive people, we can overcome this when we learn. You know, I gotta give this lady props, man. This is like generous. She's generous with her information. How to regulate? Okay. Oh my God. And as highly sensitive people, we can overcome this when we learn how to regulate our nervous system in the face of discomfort, i.e. someone potentially being upset with us. How to not take everything personally, the nurse. Healing our self-worth really helps. Interesting. How to set healthy boundaries. It's important to be less wrapped up in everyone else's emotions, moods, and needs. Yeah, that's a challenge. How to reparent our inner child. Shout out to my therapist. How can you make yourself feel safe when triggering events occur? How to process our emotions in a healthy way. We have to feel to heal. Okay, I'm a little preoccupied by the one that said how not to take everything personally. Healing our self-worth is, I guess that one sticks to me. I'm not saying that's what she's saying, but that's a triggering one for that. That one triggers me because I've gotten so used to people saying, you need to stop taking things so personally. You need to stop taking personally. But you know, there was never, yeah, but how? Like they had no idea that it wasn't as simple as switching it off for someone like me. But I love how she put in brackets, healing our self-worth really helps. Okay. What else she says? Okay, all these topics are covered inside. Yeah, see, here's the thing, right? And my bad, you know, I should reach out to Elisa because I'm talking about this human being and I don't even know her personally. But my old, because she shares this stuff and then after, hey, buy my book. And yeah, I guess it never made sense. She knows something that I don't. I'm going to leave it at that. She figured out something that, to me, sounds like, how can you monetize this stuff? But it reminds me of when I went to church, growing up in church. T.D. Jake was big on that, man. And how he managed to monetize making people feel good. Is that what it's like? Using the Bible to make people feel. I mean, yes, I would love to be in. I would imagine monetizing this podcast. I would love to be in those shoes, but there's something about it that just feels. I'm going to have to reach out to this person. All right, gang. Hold on a second. What is going on? Sorry. You know, I have this bad habit of hitting. I see notification. Ah, fuck it. Ignore. All right, okay. Yeah, that's it, gang. Oh, right. Last but not least, and this is just a final thought, is there's a thing out there called the ceiling challenge. I'm finding this under church ratchetness. This out there called ceiling challenge. And if you don't know what it is, Google ceiling challenge, right? And take me later. And what was I saying? Yeah, ceiling challenge. And this is my, please, dear Christians, knock it off. Quit messing up the ceiling challenge. Basically, it's people who put their phone, they record themselves taping their phone to the ceiling, and then they shake their ass. Lately, there have been a few Christian chicks who've been like setting you up to think it's a ceiling challenge, and then they pop up the Bible. Fuck, I hate those people. Let me tell you something, man. All you're showing me, you might not be showing me your ass, but you are telling me that you're hiding something. You're overcompensating, trying to tell me, oh, I'm all about the word. Yeah, instead of shaking your ass, you need to read your Bible. Yeah. In my experience, you people tend to be the worst. The worst. It's like, look, either tell us now what you're hiding or let us figure it out later. But it's up to you. All right. Okay, gang, that's it. Use your random thoughts. And we get the, son of a bitch. You know, I can't play that clip to transition between podcasts because my laptop is, my computer. Hold on a second. Maybe it's back up. Just a sec. Now that I rebooted this bitch ass mini PC. And yeah, that's probably it. Maybe I just needed to, it doesn't like being kept on the whole day. I got to restart it. It is old, man. It is kind of old. But I guess I won't be able to play, gang, because it's taking too long. All right, KO. Jump into final thought. Kink. Final thoughts it is. Oh, here we go. Let's go. Problem by doing this is now you're going to hear a whole bunch of. But here we go. Yeah, we're back. Yeah, all right. Problem is you're going to hear a whole bunch of bullshit from the computer. Oh, B, you's a genius. Check this out. Oh, look at me give myself a compliment. Mute. All right, I'm muting the computer. Okay, all right. Where was I? How can I love somebody else? Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, first item, final thoughts. Okay, this is a series of final thoughts. First one is, I was on my walk today, and I remember, I'm like, holy shit, I've been talking about, I don't know, for shout out to my day ones who've been listening to this podcast and probably asking, hey, what's up with that precision nutrition program that you're part of and how I haven't shared any up? Because on the previous episodes, I used to give updates on how that was going. And I haven't given anything because it's not really anything worth talking about. But I am going to say two things. One is I'm grateful for this program, even though I am not. Having fully committed myself to it. I need to send a shout out to the friend who recommended this program. I don't like telling her when she's right. It's just, you know, pride and, you know, then she'll go all Kanye on me. All right. What I'm saying is the friend who recommended this program did so because she wanted to help me undo the damages that were done by my gym trainer, gym teachers. Basically, I think I used to associate the fitness community with shitty people the same way you would associate financial people, the Wall Street types, right? On the first level is Wall Street, shitty human being, and probably few echelon below are anyone in the fitness industry. Anyone who's like, yeah, man, this is what, you know, tough love. This is what you need to lose weight. Or, I'm going to keep calling you fat until you lose weight. But that's what I associated with the fitness community. Anyone who's like, barbell folks. It's like, yeah, I'm a hard worker, man. I ain't like you. Or basically, if you dissed Lizzo, what's her name? I hate people. It's like, yeah, being fat is you're just being unhealthy. You're just promoting being unhealthy culture. Yeah, I hate people. I hate those people. The one thing I will, the one gain I will give to the precision nutrition folks is how it's something that I've always known but couldn't articulate until I got into this program is I was less interested in results. I mean, yeah, I wanted results. But I knew for someone like me, habit forming a habit to go to the gym to be more health conscious. Forming that habit was more important than gaining results. And that's what I was, that's what I wanted from my last gym trainer. And it's my fault. It's my fault. The last time I looked for a gym trainer, you know what my criteria was? How I based the, how I, oh, you're hired. How I, the criteria to base that they were ideal for the job. One, they were buff. And two, had a hot girlfriend. I'm like, oh man, this motherfucker knows what I. Someone, I remember someone introduced me to this notion about if you want to be a success, find the people you consider successful and read more about them. And back then, fuck, I was so shallow. I thought success was having bad bitches around you, money and good looks, or a great body, the kind of body that make, you know. I'm purposely using the term bad bitches, because that's the, whatever. Anyways, so, I'm grateful with Precision Nutrition because they're patient. They're patient. It's not about just result. It's about, no, forming the habits that will allow you to develop, those results. So you can be in the gym by yourself. So you don't have to constantly guilt yourself for going to the gym. You can just look at yourself. Okay, you know what? I fucked up today, but I'm going to get it tomorrow. That's how I, who I needed to talk to. You know what I think? When I think of the fitness industry, I think of all the times where, oh, being surrounded by people who are like, competitive. And they were mad at you that you were, oh, bitch, you fucked up. Oh, fuck, why are you on our team? You know, that I've associated that shit. Negative, being shame, being embarrassed, just being angry. Like, it got to the point that I ended up hating sports to my own detriment because I associated it with shitty people. I'm trying to remember this one sport. Oh, it was golf. Yes. Oh, my God. I completely forgot about that shit. Holy shit. I remember this one time I went golfing with these coworkers, and all of us were like, we suck. Dude, none of us are professionals. And one white guy, he was, I remember, like, he was so out of, because he was loud. He was whatever, right? Basically, he was, I'm not taking this shit seriously. And I love the fact that other white people are like, oh, fuck, this dude was loud. I'm like, oh, this dude was too loud to be on a golf course. I'm like, dude, we're tribes. That was a good time. That I had a good time with those people because no one took themselves too seriously. As a matter of fact, if I ever go back on that golf course, it's because it's for that great moment, having a great time. Anyways, so to get back to Precision Nutrition, this is my recent update, is, yes, I'm still on the program. No, I haven't, I don't know. I mean, actually, my last doctor's appointment, I did lose 10 pounds. I was kind of freaked out. My doctor was like, yeah, gave me my weight and was like 10 pounds less than what I was used to. I'm like, are you sure? Is that scale working? Because in my mind, I'm like, I haven't exercised. But you know what I did change? Slightly, my diet. And I'm like, God damn, now I got to message the dude at Precision Nutrition and tell, okay, you know what? I think you know what you're fucking doing. I was trying to give you an update about Precision Nutrition. All right, what else I got on this agenda? Let me, because I really want to tell you about the story of Papi Pesos. Okay, let me get this guy up my way. All right, okay. Oh, this is just Gerald out there. I'm looking for a voice application, because I have a lot of thoughts, a lot of unwritten emails, a lot of ideas stuck in my head. But putting that motherfucker on paper is a challenge. And therapist recommended trying to use a voice app. So if you have a voice app you want to recommend, I want to hear about it. All right, boys and girls, we're getting closer to the story of Papi Pesos. Before I continue, if you notice that today's title doesn't match the poem, the poetry that I recited earlier on, the... oh, my God. If you don't know the rap song that I recited, you're either too young for this podcast. Making me feel old. Anyways, it's either too young or too white. Anyway, yeah, it's LL Cool J, I'm Bad. And And what's funny is how it relates to, it was either LL Cool J or Gangstar, I'm the Man, but I was trying to get into the theme of I'm bad, I'm the man, I'm a badass, I get bitches. I was trying to find something that related to that, okay? Now, which brings me finally to what's up with the title. Okay. Hey, my laptop's responding. Laptop, my computer's responding. My NPC's responding. But it's slow as hell, but okay. All right, it's, I'm going to try it. I'm going to play it, see if it, okay, you can't hear it, right? But it's in the show notes. When you click on what's up with the title, it'll take you to a link and a Twitter post. And it's a man walking through Medellin. It's important that's a man. You know what? I'm going to watch it with you. I'll play it in the background. Oh, hold on a second. You can't hear shit because I muted the computer. Hold on a second. Okay. All right. All right, I'm lowering the volume, okay? So it's a man walking through Medellin, right? And I have to tell his nationality. This light-skinned dude. And women all over the place are like hollering at him. Calling him Poppy. Right? Feeling like that. You know what it is? It kind of looks like an Axe commercial right now. Alright, okay, let me get to the point. Okay, so he's walking and motherfucker is feeling like I'm bad. So many girls on my jock, I think my phone is tapped. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, they're hollering at that dude, man. Okay. Now, yes. Yes, Captain Obvious. Yes, I know all these girls are working girls. But that's not the fucking point. Can a man pretend? Can a man pretend that he's... Okay, let me just get to the point where I'm going with this, right? When I saw this clip, it reminded me of the last time I went to a strip club in Dominican Republic. Now, before I went there, it went to a strip club in Dominican Republic, and I should have written this down. Whatever. I remember... All my friends had told me about, yo, these chicks will service, will what's that expression? Will do your taxes. Will do your plumbing, you know what I mean? But basically, they were like, yeah, Dominican Republic is where it's at. And I remember walking into that strip club and when the women noticed me there... They didn't walk towards me. They leaped to me. I still remember girls were talking to each other and they saw me and I heard the high heels hit the floor. And then, boom, I'm surrounded by four girls. Now, I remember being in that moment and yes, indulging myself. I did have alcohol in my system, so it made it easier to believe that, yo, man, these bitches want a nigga, a feeling a nigga, you know what I mean? Like, I entertained myself with the idea of being the man, of being LL Cool J, I'm bad, reciting so many girls on my jock, I think my phone is tapped. Now, I knew, the joke I keep making is I knew that previously to being there, I had gone to the ATM machine, and I I can't remember how much I took out. It might have been 300 Canadian. Yeah, because it's like, how much you want to take out? But 300 Canadian. Well, I just said $300, right? And this machine did the conversion, and I remember that machine being like, you know when it's processing, counting bills? And it was doing that for a long time. So much that I was like getting nervous. No, I was getting nervous. I'm like, oh shit, B, why don't you just advertise the fact that you're taking a shitload of money? You know how I felt in that moment as the machine was taking? I felt like they were like, sorry, senor, too much. We're going to have to get the Briggs truck. There's this video of Drake and Rick Ross going to a strip club. And there's... And they have three Brinks truck pull up with their money. that they're going to use at the strip club. Oh, my God. That's how. And here's where I'm going with this. My only point with this is, how else? It's two. It's one is, what's wrong with feeling like the man? I'm going to answer that question. It's rhetorical. And two, how else can someone like me feel like he's the man? And where I'm going with this is, again, like I said, previous to this, fellas were telling me about y'all. Praises the strip club in Dominican Republic. All kinds of story. Freaky sex. I'm like, yeah, man. You know, they'll post your upholstery, homie. And, of course, there's always one dude who was like, yeah, I didn't pay for shit. Made it sound like their charisma, their something about them made these girls forget that they were working girls and they just, you know, had sex with them on the dance floor. You know what I mean? All right, okay. Let me try to get serious here. Before I go into Dominican, remind you, all my male friends were telling me about the women, the strippers in Dominican Republic. How bad? Yeah, that's where it's at. If you're trying to get some action, that's where you gotta go. And I remember before going to Dominican Republic, Googling this shit. I think I might have Googled sex work in. Basically, there used to be this website. I'm not sure if it's still around, and it had a comment section about and it explained the sex scenes in different countries. So yeah, I must have Googled. I forget the search term, but essentially I wanted to know more, especially shit like, yeah, don't go to this one because you'll get robbed. I wanted to inform myself because I'm a fucking nerd. I do this, right? Yes, I probably Googled how to find bitches in whatever on the internet. Anyways, it's I remember coming across this post written by a woman who's trying to warn women, other women, and say, look, I think the title was something along the line. It was a long time ago, but ladies, don't let your boyfriend go to a strip club in Dominican Republic. And she was just warning them. It's like, yeah. And she used words like, these assholes. Basically, she wasn't flattering. She wasn't saying nice things about the guys. Right? Your boyfriend ain't shit if he goes to a strip club in the Dominican Republic, man. These piece of shit, garbage human beings. Because these women will... basically, she talked about the reality of how, because of the higher currency, how us fellas go there, take advantage of the fact that these poor ladies, these poor women are like... trying to make ends meet, trying to survive, trying to, like, this is like, hey, this is how I make it, by having sex with these foreign guys. Not because I want to, because I have to. I got a baby to feed. I got mortgage. I got a sick parent. Like, whatever. I'm trying to get through university. In your country, women could work at McDonald's. Here, I got to suck the dick of some fucking foreigner. I got to convince a loser like you that, you know, yeah, hola, papi. I got to make you feel like you can't get yourself to feel. I got to make you feel like your favorite rapper. I remember reading that post and being so angry at that woman. Because I didn't see it. Let me back up. She's telling the truth. Old me, mature me, 48-year-old version of me. Understand what she meant. But in that moment, in my young mind's moment, what year was it? It might have been 2010, around that time. I'm going to say 2010, 2009. Doesn't matter how old that was. Holy shit, that was a long time ago. God damn. Anyways, 30-ish year old me was reading that post, and I was so angry at that woman. I didn't read that post as her looking out for the women caught in the sex trade or whatever. I didn't look at it that way. I looked at it as, you're denying me of my fun. There goes another woman who won't allow me, who doesn't give a fuck about the fact that I spend most of my time feeling like a loser and this is my only opportunity to feel like I'm a somebody. That's how I saw it. She's fucking with my fun. And watching that video of that man walking through Medellin, being praised by, being catcalled by all these women, and me being in that strip club, like, I know, yeah, I know for a fact I was taking advantage of the currency. Oh, which, by the way, is how I came up with the nickname Papi Pesos. I forgot to say the point of the story is the Papi Pesos, because I remember being at that ATM machine and being told, yeah, we're not giving you Canadian dollars, we're giving you pesos, and hearing that machine going, and I'm like, yeah, I feel like Papi Pesos. So it's two things. One end saying, yeah, you know, I'm the man, and also saying, acknowledging the fact, who the fuck I'm kidding, I'm broke. Pesos, bitches. I got these pesos for you. Yeah. Anyway, but at the time, I didn't see it that way. Or I didn't want to see it that way. I just saw it as I'm trying to feel like somebody. And what I'm, guess what I'm, the whole point to the story is saying that, I was going to preach to fellas, but I'm talking to my younger self. It's like, yo, I get it, B. You were just trying to feel, you just wanted a moment to not feel like shit, like you weren't an insignificant piece of garbage, that you weren't inferior to the images you keep seeing on TV, or to these rappers that keep saying that, you know, they're the man, they're the greatest, they're I'm bad, but you can't live up to that standard. I understand that. But it did have me thinking, what am I doing now? Yeah, it's interesting is, yeah, in part of being in the church of masculinity, the cult of masculinity, is part of the tenet is I need to adjust the behavior of a woman so I can get myself to feel good about myself. So now that I know better, now that I'm enlightened, now that I have 360 degrees of knowledge, now that I got knowledge of self and shit like that, I am thinking about, what are you doing now to make yourself feel less shitty about yourself? Going into therapy kind of helps, yes. Doing this podcast helps. Unfortunately, it doesn't allow me to be like, yo, my God, Be Black is in the street. But it's little by little, I guess. And, you know, this ties into what I was saying about precision nutrition is, oh, not just that, is for precision nutrition, and a friend of mine, I play this game. Actually, if you listen to this podcast, I keep talking about that. I play this game where I acknowledge even the small victories. Like, I lower these standards and constantly get myself to acknowledge these small things, because I've gotten so used to just beating myself up, to just believing that I'm just going to fail, that I need to reprogram this brain or get this brain into the habit of being like, hey, good for you. Or basically get myself to be like, like, I don't know how much, I'm going to assume, let's pretend LL believes in the fact that I am bad. When he wrote that rhyme, he felt like Muhammad Ali, I'm the greatest. I'm so far for looking myself in that regards. But in order for me to get closer to, I'm not saying being cocky, you know, but just being able to acknowledge the things you do well, I got to exercise that muscle that says, yeah. Hey, you did great. Hey, B, you're recording. The volume, the levels on this podcast are great. You recorded early. Man, I'm going to reward myself. I have the means to pay for. I'm going to have to do some Uber Eats, but I'm trying to eat less Uber Eats, but I got nothing to eat. But I'm trying to, I'm rewarding myself for recording at a decent time. But fuck it. I got the means to order Uber Eats. I got a job. I'm healthy somewhat. I mean, a little overweight, but whatever, focus. You know what I mean? Like, try to get into the habit of looking in the mirror and not hating what I see, and not hating that person. And it starts with little things. I'm trying to get into the habit of liking what I see so that I don't have to result. So I don't have to go to Dominican Republic, Medellin, and get some young girl to convince me that I'm the greatest thing that she's met in her life. And the thing is, yeah, the last point is, because I'm looking at the time. The thing is, I'm noticing that I feel like society sets us up. If you're not careful, it will convince you that you ain't shit. You ain't shit unless you buy this product. If you could just get yourself to oh my God, to, oh my God, love yourself. If you could just get yourself, I mean, your advantage of, you're winning in this world. Now, the reason I was thinking, the reason I got distracted is, there's this song that came on, and it was an affirmation. Let me see if I can find it. I think it was an affirmation, and it goes, man, are you going to fuck with me? Yeah, okay, I'm going to dump this laptop because, oh, wait, I need this laptop to play this. Sorry, this guy's not behaving with me. Let me see if I can find it. It goes, affirmation. Is that what it's called? Oh, affirmation while sleeping? Nope. That's not the one. Let me see if I, where did I save it? Okay, liked myself. Nope. God damn it, I can't find it. All right, you know what? If I find it, I'll put it in my show notes. But there's this song, and that's, and it's like an affirmation, and she just, oh, is this it? I love me, is this it? Nope, that's not it. Oh, that's Lizzo. Shout out to her. You know what I mean? Like, it's a challenge to get yourself to like your own self. I mean, for some people, they figured it out. Good for you. You know, you could do it. But I'm in the category of human being that, you know, love is that thing you give to everyone else except yourself. But I'm working on it. All right. Last but not least, the last point I had for a final thought, I just realized I had a recent conversation I had with a therapist, and she made me realize, you know what this podcast is about? It's about my experiences and my worldviews. Like, I'm tempted to update the description of this podcast, and yeah, it's pretty much just about me. It's nothing fancy. It's like, it's part of my journey into self-love. I spent most of my life, significant part of my life, treating myself like unimportant piece of garbage. And what's revolutionary about this podcast is, this is me saying, hey, this is me. Faults and, what's the opposite of faults? Faults and the good stuff. Yeah. Yeah, that's it, man. All right, this concludes today's episode. Oh, before I finish, this concludes. Go on the show notes. Everything I cover on the podcast, usually there's a link to it. It's all in my show notes. But I also have an extra section called Other Links. And that's things that I didn't have a chance to, or didn't really want to cover, but think of it as me forwarding an email with something I think you might find interesting. But in this particular case, it's all the three links that's on there, just things meant to make you laugh. Israeli soldier frees Palestine, podcast police, and name on the certificate. Oh yeah, this one's very important that I share this because it's a skit by this minute has 22 hours or this something 22 minutes. Oh, this segment has 22. Basically, it's a TV. It's like SNL, but the Canadian version. And I remember watching that show and being like, I don't get it. But lately, I don't know, they've been hiring black folks, black people, or people, not just white people. I imagine the writer's room change. And they made a skit that made me literally laugh out loud. This is what I was saying about people who I'm a fan of their, I may not be a fan of them, but I'm a fan of their work or their progress. In this particular case, it's not just the fact that I laugh, but I was also celebrating the fact that, oh man, okay. Well, let me see what this show's called. Is it this hour? This show, 22 hours, 22 minutes. Oh my God, it's driving me nuts. This hour has 22 minutes. That's a TV, yes. And because I remember being like, fuck, I hate these Canadians. Canadians ain't funny for shit. I used to say that about Canadian hip hop. Pretty much, I grew up, I'm part of the generation that we were forced to enjoy CanCon, to consume CanCon because remember, we were competing against Americans. But this generation, it's like, holy shit. Like, Canadian content is, like, you ain't got to force me anymore. And you ain't got to threaten me with giving me an F. All right, gang, this concludes today's episode. Like always, if you want to holler back at me, holler back, hallelujah. You can find me on these Twitter streets with the handle at BBlizzak or at Shut Up Podcast. I do some TikTok, if you can tell by the content that I share, and my username is at B.Black. Instagram and Threads at Shut Up Podcast. But the real place to find me is on the streets of shutuppodcast.com. What was that? I said shutuppodcast.com. You know what? Can you say it a little louder? Because my hearing aid was turned off the last time. I said shutuppodcast.com. By the way, guys, it's called the Powers of Three. All right? So, yeah, shutuppodcast.com. And email address is shutuppodcast41 at gmail.com. ShutUpPodcast.com is to me what, yes, I am going more than three times. ShutUpPodcast.com is to me what, is to me on the internet what Brooklyn is to Jay-Z on the streets. Ah, that's a bad example, but you know what I mean. You can subscribe to this podcast using the RSS feed that's on the website. And, you know, yeah, it's on the website. You just copy and paste or find the podcast on Google, Apple, and major places like Google, Apple, and Amazon Podcast. Yo, is Google Podcast still around? We're about to find out. All right, doesn't matter. And, yeah, like always, boys and girls, I really appreciate, for those of you who listen, if you met, what is it, an hour, 30 minutes? God damn, I went too far. Yeah, I appreciate it. If you stuck around this long, man, I am grateful for you. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening, and remember, be kind to your favorite podcast, okay? All right, peace.